We weren't making money off of it. We didn't think there was any future in it, and we were doing it because we loved doing it.
Everything that was wonderful, fantastic, suddenly
British gone.
It was a dirty,
man.
Sorry. I'm not a big fan of, like, scary movies, or I just never caught on to those, you know?
I think it's just the whole 80s fandom. I mean, I was a boy during those 80s.
I never really saw Rambo either, to be honest. I mean, the first Stallone movie I can remember is, like, over the top.
Should have watched it now, then.
And Rocky. Yeah. But, yeah, besides that.
Those were the true heroes. Those were the loyal heroes.
Rambo?
Yeah.
Rocky?
Rocky, Rambo. Yes.
Yeah. Stallone
movies? Sylvester Stallone, period. Actually, my favorite action guy is probably
Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yeah.
JVCD.
JCVD?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. The Muscles from Brussels?
Yes, sir.
The good old days.
You're recording, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, kiddos? Hey, what's up, everybody? We're just rambling. Just a bunch of ramblers. Start rambling.
I'm a rambling man.
All right, ramblers. Start rambling.
Week 2 of La Liga.
What's up, kiddos? Lou the Hooligan here, a.k.a. Parker Lewis Can't Lose. That's the Twitter feed. I mean, the Twitter handle, along with Carlos. Robot emoji. That's
robot
the,
emoji.
That's the username, right?
It's Twitter feed, right? So when people are talking on Twitter about their Twitter feed, why do they put TL? Am I out of the loop?
Timeline.
There you go. I'm such an idiot. I'm an old man already, I guess.
But you have the robot emoji.
I know. It's like I'm so far ahead in one way, and I'm so far behind in another.
You're living in 3017. We're living in 2017.
Yeah. That was like, I saw that earlier today, and I was just like, TF, man. Twitter feed. And now that you said it, I was like, oh, thank God I didn't say that. It sounded like such an idiot. Like this amateur.
Sometimes you just kind of have to Google it.
It seems
you feel like an old guy when you do it, but you kind of have to do it. I've done it before. TFW? What the fuck's TFW? I have to Google it sometimes. Yeah, that's right. We're old, but we're not that old, but we kind of have to, you know.
We're old, but we have Google, so it's we can always figure things out. Just take up some time.
That's why when I did that TFW, I was like, what the fuck's TFW? And that feeling went, that feeling went. So now I do TFW. But it is.
And people don't know what you're talking about. They're like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
I mean, it works. It works. Sometimes it works on Twitter, works on IG, whatever. But in all honesty, it doesn't work when I text, like, my kid. I'm like, you know, I text her something. TFW? When this or that? She's like, no, Dad, don't do that. Then I feel really old.
She's like, not cool.
Then I feel really old. Don't say that. And she's just a preteen. She's 12.
She's not even a teen yet.
She's not even a teen yet. Anyways, Pitch Invaders, guys. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to all of you. Shout out to every single one of you for continuing to give us a chance. But no shout outs to these climate deniers. No shout out to your boy, Chompito. You know, it's hot out there. I mean, shit's going down over there in Houston, Texas. Hurricane Harvey.
And they're still like, no, it's not global warming. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and they're still global warming. It's 107 right now. It's about 5:30 in the afternoon.
The water's like till the rooftops over there in Houston. Like, there's people on jet skis. The good thing is, like, you see people coming in from other states, like in Sea-Doos and boats. Like, actually,
yeah, people coming down from Louisiana.
Being heroes, dude.
Mexico.
It's like a real life movie going on over there.
Yeah, so, I mean, shout out to all them people.
They're the real MVPs.
We got family over there too, so hopefully everything's a-okay and it doesn't reach that part. But shout out to everyone. But no, like I said, no shout outs to Chompito. He just gets there, shows up.
He wears his hat, this new hat that he's selling.
Yeah, that
USA hat.
Dude, that shit looks like something he brought off the fucking.
He buy this at the Swami, dude.
No, the secondhand store. Not at the Swami, the secondhand store. Like he's walking around just, USA hat? He just bought that shit at the secondhand store.
I feel like his next movie is going to go to the Swami and buy those USA socks. You know, that everybody wears.
Yeah, USA Polo socks?
USA Polo socks.
They're great
dude.
Socks. They're best fantastic. Socks. They're the best socks.
Patriotic socks.
Yeah, anyways. So fuck that guy. What's up with you, dude? What went on with you this week? Big things?
Big things. Big trees. You know. smoking big trees now. Went to the Sequoia National Park, saw the giant trees. I don't know if you people from around the world, like there's people around the world listening. But there's a little park out here called Sequoia, and they have giant trees. Biggest trees on the planet.
Biggest trees on the planet, right?
Yep. 3,700 years old. I mean, the things are girthy as fuck.
That's what she said. I hate to remind you guys, but again, we live in a... I mean, it's 107 degrees right now, but all in all, we don't live in a that bad of a place, you know? She just walked in.
She's like, whoa, TMI.
A subway employee that just walked out and then just walked back in.
Saw us potting
and just walked back in.
They're like, don't want any part of this.
Anyways, there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the subway restaurant. I mean, subway.
And it's almost like she knows. She was like, that's one of those days. Just close the door.
I think she kind of got freaked out because we both looked at her. So we look guilty as fuck right now.
She's going to put a sign on the door that reads, like, don't go outside. Fair warning.
Don't go outside, guys.
Go outside at your own risk.
Anyway, we've been trying to catch up with what's going on with League 2 of La Liga. But, you know, it's a little bit difficult. We got life going on. But for the most part, I caught up with some matches. Not all. Probably the important ones.
I mean, they're all important, Luis. It's the Spanish league, so they're all important. But, I mean, let's just start with the best, okay? Let's just start with the most recent one. Valencia, Real Madrid. Sunday.
I might sound too early to say this, but could be a contender for a match of the year.
It was nonstop end to end.
I put it in there I put it in the hat, you know.
Yeah, it was definitely a good game, and especially because Valencia went up, you know, they went up 2-1, and Madrid didn't, like, they, Asensio was carrying them, but at the same time they were out, they missing their captain Sergio Ramos and missing CR7. Which I don't think they're not really missing CR7 anymore anyways. And Bale, for some reason, just doesn't show up to the games anymore. Like, he's there.
I was going
to
ask you, what's up with Bale?
He's, like, there, but he's, like, I don't know. Like, I don't even want to pass him the ball. And the Madrid fans boo him. Meanwhile, Valencia's playing their heart out. And they're playing pretty good, too.
Yeah, they're going to be a strong squad as long as they continue to drink Marcelino's juice.
And Marcelino's a good coach.
No homo. Yeah, he's a fantastic coach. So you can tell there's going to be a big turnaround from last season. And I think they feel the hope filling in their little hearts that they can compete. And with this tie, they're probably going to feel that they can go further than what they expect to go further. What most pundits might feel.
And it took that aura of invincibility off of Madrid, you know, because after what they did to Barcelona and the way they're just running through teams, you were just kind of like, you got that feeling like, man, this team's way too strong, like they're unbeatable. But once you saw Valencia take it to them, you're like, wait a minute, if Valencia could take it to them, so can everybody else.
Yeah, they play strong, like you said. They didn't have their star player there, but they've been doing well without him, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe if he was there, it might have turned things around, but it might have made it, to a degree, difficult.
You can even argue that they felt more the absence of Sergio Ramos because they had to put Casemiro at the back.
They had to put Casemiro, which is an unusual position for him. They had to put him in the back, and I think that's what they smelled blood.
They were kind of all over the place. Their defense was, at least.
So it was an open game, and that's what you kind of want from La Liga teams. Again, Asensio, god damn it, dude.
Man, he's good. Barcelona could have had him for $4 million. Damn. Buy of the century. The buy of the century.
Yeah, Barcelona's never going to let that go.
He is the next big thing. Yeah. And they have two of the next big things on that team already. They got Isco and Asensio, which they're like the future.
Can you say that Asensio will possibly be the new CR7?
Easy. Yeah, and that's why that's what I meant when I said that they didn't miss CR7 at all, because they have Asensio, and Asensio with the right development and the playing time could grow into a player like that even better, I think. And CR7's on his way out, man. He's 32. He got a couple more years left in those legs.
And he'll come down to LAFC.
Yeah. If anything, he should be happy that he's suspended 5 games. He's getting all this rest. It's just going to pay off at the end of the season. Man, a part of me wishes he was playing right now so he'd be more tired.
Yeah, but he's probably salty as fuck, too, when he sees...
Oh, he's angry. He keeps making noise. He keeps putting out stuff on Instagram and shit. Yeah. Like, look at me. I'm still relevant.
I would have done it differently. But he scored, though. Yeah, I would have done it differently, though.
mine would have been better.
I would have flexed my
quads. I would have took my jersey off. Mm. Showed you my soft, supple skin. Who puts lotion on that guy? That's always my question.
And who puts lotion on? How much does it get paid? And where can I apply?
And yeah, I need one of those guys. Because my back's always dry. I mean, that's a little disgusting. TMI, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Again, I would put a little footnote on that. Put a little check on that match. And contender for 2017 La Liga. At least for this first half.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, easily, at least for these past 2 weekends. That's been the best one.
I guess we can go backwards. Well, before that was what? Sevilla, Getafe?
Sevilla, Getafe, 1-0 to Sevilla.
Dude, I copy and paste the matches.
Yeah.
But then it's not correct. It's like kind of weird.
You don't use that La Liga.
I do, but app. I also put like little
notes
like underneath.
You're so professional.
Just to kind of remind myself. Anyways.
I just freestyle.
I can't watch all the games, so. I mean, I choose not to watch all the games. I kind of watch, you know why? Because sometimes I watch like Premier League. Like I watched the Liverpool and Arsenal game.
Oh, I watched that too.
That was a cool game.
I watched that at the hotel room when I was leaving at the, over in Visalia. And I was just like, oh, not again.
Dude, they had no. All right, sorry. We're going to switch to an EPL real quick. Just because we need to make a note of this. Dude, Arsenal had no shots on goal. No shots on goal for 90 minutes.
It's like, what is it going to take for them to fire Arsene Wenger? Like, are they going to need to get relegated? Like, I think that's what it's going to take. Like, they're on the brink of relegation, and then he might just walk off by himself. But that was sad. They didn't even have Coutinho on that team.
Yeah, they didn't even have Coutinho on that team. They look bad. They look horrible. Anyway, so, yeah, I'll switch from EPL, and I watch Liga Mexicana a lot, too, so... I'll switch through all those. But anyways, I'm still here. We're still out here delivering the art to you guys.
You're welcome.
Sevilla, Getafe. Sort of a slow start for Sevilla, though. Actually, sort of a slow start for both teams. I just kind of watched here and there on that.
I just want the Getafe to go back down again. I don't like them as a team. For some reason. They just seem like they're always, like, not trying, you know?
And that's, you know what? In that match, both teams didn't look like they were trying. It seems like they're still kind of tinkering with their starting 11. More so Sevilla. They look a little off. They barely got a goal during the last few minutes.
They got a good team, yeah. They got Jesus Navas, Nolito, and Zonzi still there.
Ganzo.
He's the one that scored for them. Yeah, he's the one that killed that taconazo, huh?
Yeah, Ganzo's a player that I've kind of kept an eye on since like 2010, since he was with Neymar and Santos.
Uh-huh.
He's a really good. He kind of had.
He was that a big old name. He was a big name back then.
Yeah, he was part of the XXL freshman class of 2010.
Yeah.
He has that style, that old school playmaker style, you know, and injuries and a lot of fallouts with the media kind of messed up his name, and it took a while for him to come back, and hopefully he makes a promising comeback. So I'm rooting for Ganzo? I'm rooting for Sevilla, but I'm rooting for Ganzo because, like I said, he is an old school playmaker.
Ganzo Gancito.
Type of player. So, after that we have Deportivo Espanyol Snooze Fest 2017.
Bilbao Ibar. Aduriz. Classic Aduriz. One goal.
Yeah, sort of a lucky break for Ibar though, because I did watch that match. Ibar was taking control of most of the game. Bilbao coming up with the W. Levante Deportivo. Snooze Fest, ladies and gentlemen. 2017, 2-2.
That doesn't sound like a snooze fest. Sounds like a highest scoring game. There's 4 goals in that game.
Levante Deportivo?
Yeah, 2-2.
It wasn't no balance. It was kind of boxy and kind of shitty back and forth. You know? It was cagey, in other words.
Sounds like Deportivo. They're kind of cagey team, period. Yeah. Malaga Girona?
Oh, yeah, Malaga Girona.
1-0. So Girona.
First win for Man City's adopted son, Girona. Malaga's starting off slow. I don't think they're going to go that far this year.
But they got that good coach, Michel. So you would think they would do good. Yeah, we'll see. A little more structured than they've been in the past, but.
Starting off slow. They're starting off slow.
And they didn't buy any players, at least not that I know of, any notable players. They sold Sandro, which was like their high scoring guy.
Their fucking main target, man.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, how are you supposed to win games without a goal scorer? I'm like, oh, whatever. But.
Las Palmas, Atletico. What a confidence booster for fucking Atletico, dude. 5-1
drubbing.
I mean, it could have been worse, too.
Yeah, and at least it wasn't all like last season, how they started off really bad. They started off bad this season, but they came back quick, you know, with this 5-1 drubbing of Las Palmas. You feel kind of bad for Las Palmas because they were like a really
fun team to watch. They dismantled that team.
Yeah, they were used to be a really fun team to watch last season, and now they're kind of falling off. But, I mean, that's what happens when you lose your coach, you lose Boateng, all you got left is Halilovic, and they lost Hesse, and
they ripped the team apart. But, I mean, that's a lot of teams in that group where they're in the lower stages, and they start off good, but the next season, that season, whatever, they end up...
They get picked apart by the bigger teams. The bigger teams,
so... speaking of bigger teams, Barcelona 2-0, taking the W. Messi again, saving the day.
Just carrying the team on his back.
Like
always.
You guys fucking better not fucking get mad when he's not moving around next half of the season.
Because he's going to be fucking tired.
So no one better fucking say shit like, oh, he's not doing the work no more. He's not doing... You assholes.
How dare you?
It's a World Cup next year.
First Suarez ran himself into the ground. Now you want Messi to do it too?
Missed a penalty and hit the post twice.
Yeah, it's just 50-50 whenever it gets up to the penalty spot now.
Yeah.
I'm never sure now. I'm just like, he might miss this. He's not clutch like that. I mean, maybe in the bigger games, he's pretty clutch, but when it's just like a regular game in the league, like you're like, oh man, it's a 50-50 chance now. Not sure.
Barcelona bought a youth player.
Who'd they buy?
Dembele. 135 mil.
Overpriced Dembele. I mean, I just hope he's worth the... I mean, he's not going to be worth the 135.
They bought a potential player, not a good player.
Yeah, he has a lot of potential.
He has a potential player, because... And honestly, he didn't have that many minutes in Borussia Dortmund.
I just hope all these signings.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not. But I just hope all these signings that they're doing, all this money that they're throwing away to these players, that they do accomplish their task. You know, because pressure's on them. Pressure's on this kid.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I hope they give him time because. You know, if he has one or two bad games, Twitter's going to light up. Yeah. Twitter's going to light him up.
Well, he does one bad pass, they're going to light him up. Yeah, he had already lined him up when he was trying to do those keep-ups. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the juggling? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I think he was just fucking around.
But, like, everybody's been really bad at the juggling this year
I think he was fucking around. It looked like he was messing around.
It's like one person had a bad day of doing the little juggles, and now everybody's, like, terrified of being that clip. You know? Yeah. And everybody's done it now. Everybody's been fucking awful.
Rumor mail. Breaking news.
Breaking news. In the situation room.
Continue.
Sold.
But not sold. But sold.
Sold.
But not sold. I don't know what's going on with that. But I feel the same way about Coutinho, what I feel about Dembele, whatever. Dembele.
Dembele.
Just do your job, bro. you know.
I just want Friday to come so it's over, so Transformers closed, and we know what we have to work with.
And the thing is that...
And clean that bench out, man. Clean house, you know. Supposedly they're trying, like a lot of these players are trying to get rid of Turan, but he like doesn't want to leave.
He's just speaking of Turkish clubs, another breaking news.
Breaking news.
Turkish club Bursaspor reached an agreement with Barca to buy Douglas. Over Douglas. The deal is going to take place tomorrow, and Barcelona will pay 600,000 for him to leave. So they're playing. They are paying
the him to go.
Turkish club. And to leave.
Like, do you want this guy?
My guy, just come to MLS. Jesus Christ.
It's just funny.
Why do you so badly want to stay there?
Because he's...
The board's shitty. The locker room's probably awkward as fuck right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Maybe he has, like, one of those, like secret skills. You know, like, in the locker room where he makes, like, the best sandwiches or something. And they're like, oh, dude, like, yeah, you suck balls, but... Man, when he makes you bologna and ham sandwich, it's to die for.
He doesn't use just regular mayo. He uses that expensive shit. You know what I mean?
He takes his time.
He takes his time.
It's not like he needs to practice or anything.
Yeah. He puts butter on the bread, you know?
And the secret is he toasts the bread,
and he
too.
Toasts it to a certain temperature and a certain time.
Sometimes he'll have sandwiches ready for all of us when we come back from practice.
Got your sandwiches and Kool-Aids, guys. Douglas... Never leave, man. Never leave.
This is a real MVP.
Yeah, but... I mean, it's the same argument I had with Barca this whole time. I don't know what they're doing. No one knows what they're doing. I don't think they even know what they're doing. So... they just loaned out Marlon.
Yeah, I kind of... And they kept Vermaelen.
And they kept Vermaelen. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, dude, Vermaelen's like super injury prone. Like,
you saw how...
Like, spend another $600,000 and give him to somebody. Please.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Give him to somebody. Again, MLS. MLS will buy you guys. Oh, bless me. Bless me, guys.
Bless you, sir.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way where I just want Friday to hit and get this transfer day over with already. So many rumors circulating. So much drama circulating.
With so much drama in the FCB, it's kind of hard being DOGG.
It's Coutinho's leaving. He's not leaving. He never wants to leave. I don't want him to leave because it looks like he really does not want to leave. It seems like he really doesn't want to leave. But it's hard to say no with that price.
But he doesn't play. Like, you saw the Liverpool game on Sunday. He didn't play. He hasn't played.
Hurt.
Well, he's faking that damn back injury. You know, he's just like, it still hurts.
Buying time.
But he got called up to the Brazilian national team. He's going to play for Brazil. He's like, don't hurt no more.
It's a Christmas miracle. I can walk again.
Yeah. So he knows if it doesn't get done by the end of this week, he's going to stay at Liverpool. And come on, Jurgen Klopp. Do you want an unhappy player on your team? Is that what you really want?
Is he unhappy, though?
He's not happy if he's faking a back injury.
I don't know. It's... You think it's overpriced too?
Oh yeah, super overpriced. I wouldn't have paid
again.
It's just the market. It's inflated because of Neymar and PSG. Because
they know, yeah. Because they know.
And they know that Barca have that money.
I'm telling you, guys. Why don't you guys make a GIF or a meme of that that Dave Chappelle skit when when everyone in the world finds out he's worth millions, so he's getting that haircut. At that one skit where he's getting that haircut, and then they change the price on him.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's like comedy gold. You're just giving away comedy gold.
No one's doing it. I should do it, but I'm not that tech savvy.
We're lazy. We barely get up to do this podcast.
I barely know what TFW means. Anyway,
I barely found out what TL means.
So yeah, everyone knows that they have this much money now, but it still doesn't seem like no one wants to go.
Coutinho wants to go, that's why he's faking the injury. But it's just like they want to get people know they have the money, so they're trying to get as much money as they can from them.
That's not bad business.
No, it's not. It's good business for the other team.
For the other team, yeah.
But Barca are put in a position where the fans are rioting, the team's rioting, and they have to sign players in order for everything just to calm down.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like that they're breaking the Cantera apart, too. They're loaning out all these Cantera players. They're not even giving them... They're not giving them chances or nothing. It almost feels like, again, like you said last podcast, that they're adopting the Bruins just
philosophy. Yeah, it feels like the script's been flipped, man.
Shout out to Bruce Dorman, though, for quietly announcing the purchase of Yadmolenko, the Ukrainian forward, for just 25 mil. Keeping on the low key.
What a deal.
Proper business move right there. Replacement for Dembele.
I mean, Valverde said he wants to get rid of Munir, too. I'm like, you keep Munir. He's good. Keep him on the bench. You need a striker.
The guy gets more minutes than Douglas.
Yeah, he's actually really good.
And he's actually a good player. Yeah, I said it. You Douglas fans, yeah, I said it. You know? One he makes fucking, the best one, sandwiches, one, though. The way he toasts the crust on the outside...
If you don't like crust, he'll cut it off, too.
No, I don't even like the crust, but goddamn the way he does it, you know? Yeah, so...
The trick is he had cinnamon when he bakes the bread.
Is that what it is?
No, I think that's what it is.
I thought Barca fans don't like cinnamon. Yeah, I mean, that's it. We are kind of just waiting. As Barca fans, we're just kind of waiting to get this shit over with already. But I think everyone, I don't know, I don't want to speak for everyone, but it seems like not everyone has high hopes how this season's going to play out. Because in all honesty, these past two games...
It's been a rough start.
It's been a rough start. And nothing against Valverde, because he is a good coach, but...
He's making do, you know?
Yeah. Poor guy.
He's doing what he can.
So, I think once they finish this whole... transfer thing, and then he'll be able to kind of put down his starting 11, and then hopefully he'll have them playing and not so much rotation. But I still think that depth is killing us right now.
Yeah.
Because we're barely getting 11ers, starting 11. You know? We're not getting fucking...
No, yeah, the guys on the bench usually sit on the bench unless somebody gets hurt or, you know, they have to...
Yeah, we're not getting backup. We're just getting starters still. Dembele's going to be a starter.
Yeah.
For that price... That was not riding the bench.
Yeah, De La Fell's not going to ride the bench.
Yeah, and that's what sucks. Look, De La Fell is a
decent player.
Decent player, but the decent players can improve.
Yeah,
you know,
he can grow,
and especially since he has that Barca DNA in him. You know, I don't know why they are so adamant about getting a coach who has quote unquote Barca DNA.
If they don't play the Barca style.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That's just what Barcelona are right now. They're like a riddle wrapped in an enigma, in a question. You just
need them to find their identity again.
Upside down. Fucking lost their identity, man. Identity theft. Identity was stolen.
Isn't that a movie?
Yeah.
With Melissa McCarthy.
Identity theft. Yeah.
They should watch that movie.
Learn a lesson, guys.
Get together. So that's it for Barca. I think the last game we didn't cover was Real Sociedad Villarreal.
3-0. Villarreal, I mean, they got by last season after they lost Marcelino with the other coach, but they also lost some key players in the offseason. They lost Jonathan. They lost Musashio, the center back. I think they lost one more guy. They kept Bocambu. They brought in Carlos Bacca. So, on the loan. But they just can't seem to find the rhythm, you know?
Not a bad start, though. It is a bad start, sorry.
Yeah, two games, two losses.
And they haven't even scored one goal.
No, that's what I'm saying. With a guy like Carlos Bacca, who was pretty prolific at his time in Sevilla.
Yeah.
And a guy like Bocambu, who was pretty good last season, you know?
Shout out to Real Sociedad's one club man, Xavi Prieto, making his 500th appearance.
He's good. He still got it, too. He can't play a full 90 minutes, but he still got it. He's one of those epic midfielders that Spanish football has, you know, like along the lines of Xavi, Iniesta, him, Xavi Prieto.
Yeah, he's in that. He's
you know, Gabi.
Yeah.
Guys like that, or just like, who probably never made the national team because of guys like Xavi Iniesta.
Yeah. Always a dangerous player, though.
Oh, yeah.
Always a dangerous player. Last one, actually. I'm sorry, but Real Betis and Celta. I did watch that game. That was a good game. Oh, very open game.
Betis is kind of, I mean, they're going to be a good team, you know?
Shout out to it. That's Guardado, though.
Had a good game?
Oh, yeah. Two assists.
Oh, yeah.
MVP.
Sergio Leone, that kid's fast, man.
Yeah.
He was that kid on and played for Osasuna last year. The only shining light of that team.
Well, what was it? He was he used to be a Madrid from the Fabrica.
The Fabrica.
Yeah. Again, open game. Those 12, 15 minutes were really good. And then I changed channel.
No. I've seen enough.
Wow, that was great.
Moving on.
Oh, my God. Look at Arsenal. But, yeah, that's it, guys. Do you guys have any questions?
Ask us on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rate us on Apple.
On Apple?
Apple Podcast.
Rate us. Let us know.
Follow us on Twitter.
Tell us what you want us to cover. Give us a review, though, yeah? For sure, give us a review.
Come on.
Don't be mean, guys. Come on. We're like the only, like... I feel like we're like the only Southern California La Liga-based
podcast. That's keeping it real?
That's keeping it real for you guys. Everyone else is like proper fucking English or...
They got real stats English. And figures. And
yeah, they got real... We don't got all that shit. We're just busting it up our dome right now.
Super
official. Yeah, it may sound like we don't know what the fuck we're talking about, but we're learning. You know?
We're learning as we go, man. That's all you could really ask of anybody, right?
I mean, if you guys want to kick back and chill, you know, just hit us up.
If you guys want to give us money, too, that'd be cool.
Yeah. You guys want to do a podcast with us?
Should we start a Patreon page? Or are we not there? We're not there
yet. We're not there yet, but we can be, like, in their podcast. They have a podcast. We're not far.
Yeah. Hey. Shout announcement. Announcement to all podcast listeners. You want to be on the podcast? Slide into our DMs. And we'll arrange something.
If you want our knowledge on La Liga to be...
Our commentary?
Yeah, to be part of your podcast, let us know. If you guys are just starting off a La Liga podcast, let us know. We will help you.
Or you will help us. I mean, it could go either way.
Yes. Maybe you have more followers. Anyways,
let's help each other.
Pitch Invaders podcast, straight out of SoCal.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it Rizal. All right, guys. Until next time, will we have another one? No, huh?
Not next week because international break. That stupid international break that comes back in the second week of La Liga.
Just when we're about to take off. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. Till next time, guys. Adios.
Bye.